Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Clean Science and Technology Limited Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankur Periwal from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Ankur.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan. Good afternoon, friends, and welcome to Clean Science and Technology Limited's Q4 FY23 conference call. The call, as usual, will be initiated with a brief management discussion on the quarter and full year performance, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Management team will be represented by Mr. Siddharth Sikchi, Promoter and Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Parnerkar, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Pratik Bora, Vice President, Finance. Over to you, Siddharth, for your initial comments.
Thank you, Ankur. Good evening, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank all of you for taking time out to attend our earnings call FY23. I am very happy to connect with all of you again to discuss the performance of our company in the financial year FY23. I am pleased to inform that it has been a very strong performance by the company, recording its highest ever revenue, EBITDA and PAT for a financial year amidst the global macro challenges and volatile raw material prices. Also, as mentioned in the last call, our manufacturing plants for HALS, Hindered Amine Light Stabilizers 701 and 770, that got commercialized in our Unit 3 in mid of November, has stabilized and ramping up as per our scheduled time frame. We have received good response from the domestic markets and recorded our maiden sales in Q4 FY23. We aim to increase our sales gradually in the coming months as we look forward to add new premium accounts in the domestic markets and make headway in the export markets. Like most of our products, we are proud that HALS has been manufactured for the first time in India, and Clean Science, as of now, is the only manufacturer of this product. In India, of course. A little on financial highlights. This is the second consecutive year-on-year growth of more than 35% as total revenues recorded in FY23 of rupees 936 crore, which increased by 37% over FY22. As compared to FY22, in FY23, the exports revenue grew by 40% and domestic revenue grew by 30%. Revenue mix was 72% export and 28% domestic. EBITDA increased to 403 crore as against rupees 300 crore, an year of 34% year-on-year. Input prices continues to be volatile throughout the year, but moderated and stabilized in H2 FY23, leading to strong margins recovery during this period. As a result, EBITDA margins at 48% remained stable at almost the same level as last year. PBT at 405 crore and PAT at rupees 304 crore both grew by 33% as compared to FY22. At 191 crore approximately, the company incurred the highest CapEx in a financial year in the history of the company. In spite of the CapEx undertaken during the year, our balance sheet continues to be debt-free with cash balance of approximately 300 crore. CRISIL recently upgraded the company's long-term CRISIL to AA- stable and reaffirmed the short-term rating to CRISIL A1+. For the year, our ROCE was 50% and RONW was 30%. Our commitment to dividend distribution policy is highlighted by the fact that this was the first year we announced an interim dividend of 200%. In addition to this, the board has recommended a final dividend of 300% also. For FY23, sales improvement was led by a combination of good volume growth and improved realization across all products. For this year, performance chemical, pharma and agro, and FMCG chemical contributed 69%, 19%, 11% respectively to the revenues. De-risking of revenue continues with addition of new products and new customers. New products now contribute has improved to 9% of total revenues in FY23 as compared to 4% in FY22. Contribution from Americas and Europe region is also increasing steadily. CAPEX update. We have incurred CAPEX of 191 crores during FY23, with majority of this going towards our new plans for HALS in Unit 3 and upgrading of our existing equipment for efficiency improvement. Of this, 65 crore were invested in our subsidiary, Clean Finochem, CFCL, and all CAPEX continues to be incurred through our internal accruals only. The construction activity at subsidiary Clean Finochem Limited is on track. Various activities in this regard like site layout, initial civil construction and allied activities are progressing well. ESG. Since inception, we as a company are fully committed to sustainability and continuously implement several initiatives across the organization. We are continuously upgrading our facilities and investing in various new technologies across all our manufacturing units that help us increase our energy efficiencies and improve our focus on 3R of reduce, recycle and reuse. Our initiatives have helped us significantly to reduce water energy consumption and also reduce emissions. We continue to increase our share of renewable energy. During the year, our third solar plant was capitalized with 5 megawatt capacity, taking our total solar capacity to 17.4 megawatts. We are committed to continually implement globally benchmarked ESG practices, and sustainability is an integral part of our strategy. Under CSR, our core focus area remains to promote education, environment, sustainability and healthcare. So the basic outlook remains with our new series of products and a strong R&D pipeline. We continue to focus on diversifying our product portfolio and expanding our geographical presence. HALS series and a couple of new interesting products are expected to commercialize during the year, which will add to the existing product portfolio. We have implemented all our projects on time and are pretty confident that our new facility of CFCL will also be commercialized as committed. Our strong financials, strengthening product portfolio, automated manufacturing facilities, global capacities, focus on constant innovation and sustainability by applying clean chemistry, provide us with a solid foundation to create a sustainable roadmap, enabling us to deliver consistent growth going forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Sanjesh Jain with ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Siddharth. I got a few questions. First on the CAPEX. We did 193 crores this year. I think majority of it will be in the site 3. Can you help us understand what is left for next 2 years in terms of CAPEX in Site 3 and Site 4?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Sangesh. Pratik this side.
Yeah, hi, Pratik.
Yeah, hi. In terms of CAPEX, in the parent company, there will be a very small maintenance CAPEX. But in the subsidiary company, this year, the CAPEX could be 180 odd crores. And incremental CAPEX will be announcing by Q3 or Q4. That will go for the next line of series of products beyond HATS.
Now this subsidiary CAPEX, it is in the Site 4?
Yes, Unit 4.
Or Unit 4 or Unit 3?
Unit 4. Unit 3 is in the parent company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And this 180 crore will be largely towards HALS?
Yes. Majority of that will be incurred this year. This will be primarily towards HALS.
But Sangesh, when we are implementing these CAPEXs, it is also for the site development, which helps us when future products come online.
So it includes utility, infra, and all those things, plus the capacity.
Admin building, it includes the infrastructure, common ETP, it includes solvent storage tanks, the utility blocks like the boiler houses, the thermopack plants, nitrogen plants. So it's a common, the overall site development along with HALS. So when the newer facilities come up, the CAPEX is lower because this basic infrastructure is already covered under the CAPEX 1 because it's a greenfield project.
Right. So, this incremental CAPEX will largely go towards production blocks for a particular product.
Got it. Just to understand, in the first phase of commissioning of HALS, we did 3,000 metric ton, which you mentioned previously. And how much we will be adding in this next round of capacity?
No, so the CAPEX 1 in Unit 3 is about 2,000 ton, not 3,000 ton.
Okay.
That is one. And two is the totality of HALS will be close to 15,000 ton. And it is a combination of variety of products, not just one product, but all within the range of HALS.
And when we say 15,000, how many years are we factoring here?
3 to 4 years. The plant will be of these sizes, but of course gaining the market share and utilization will take about 3 to 4 years time.
Got it. And the average realization is close to $8 to $10, right?
Right, you can assume that.
Fair enough. Second, on the margin guidance and what we have delivered, if I remember it, probably the end of second quarter, we guided like we will be stable at 40%. In two quarters, we have done phenomenally well, no complaints. But do you want to relook at the margin guidance from the medium term with 48% this quarter? How should one see the margins for next 2 years?
Sanjesh, in terms of margin for parent company, there'll be a steady, relatively a steady state of margin. But of course, you can't extrapolate Q4 margins because this quarter we were benefited with a benign raw material prices also. In the subsidiary company, the margins, as you would imagine, would strengthen as the utilization level is improve.
Got it. But I thought ki China situation has turned slightly more aggressive for the commodity, and the prices are going to fall more is what I can understand and what has been some of the commentaries from your peer who produces your raw material. So in the near term, it is fair to assume that margins will remain robust considering that the raw material cycle is quite favorable for Clean Science?
So I'll tell you, the raw material prices are definitely falling. Of course, there is more stiffer competition because the global, everything has opened up. So there will be more competition compared to what we had over the last few quarters. But also the commodity cycles, the prices of commodity chemicals, for instance, phenol has fallen as high as 30%. So we will definitely be benefited by that. But of course, there will also be market price reduction of our end product following the market trend.
Got it. So what should be a steady state margin, Siddharth, in the parent business? I can understand the subsidiary, more from the parent business.
So you know, Sangeesh, because these are, again, the prices are reducing, the demand of overall global demand is slightly reducing because of Europe factor, because of the US factor. So you will have to give me couple of one quarter or two quarters to really give you a correct picture of what you should look at in the longer term preview.
Fair enough. One last question, Siddharth. I know I'm dragging, but just one last. This year, particularly this quarter, the volume growth looks quite softish considering what we have delivered in the last three quarters. Can you help us ascertain whether it's a pricing decline or volume was slightly under pressure, though we have pulled the margin? What has happened and what is the story on the revenue side?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, Siddharth.
Sorry, sir. So there is a lot of disturbance here. The basic story remains is, so a lot of MNCs or a lot of our customers were holding stocks, because everybody was really worried about another lockdown or any other scenario. However, over the last two quarters, that fear of any lockdown is all ruled out. The freight costs have minimalized and they have come to pre-COVID levels. So now if you see this last quarter and maybe quarter one, there will be a lot of destocking happening at our lot of customer places. And hence, everybody is trying to reduce their stock levels, which everybody had amplified during the COVID year. So that is what you are seeing, that there is a slight reduction in volume. And of course, because of the commodity price falling, there is a realistic expectation of finished product also down, and hence the combination of two.
Got it. Fair enough. Thanks for answering all those questions, and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Arun Prasad with Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Continuing the discussion on this growth, especially on the FY23, we had a stellar year or the top line growth of close to 35%. Obviously, this has three components: exchange rate, the rupee depreciation has helped, pricing has clearly has helped as compared to 22, and then the volume growth. Going by the current commentary, it looks like the two of the three components are not going to be there in this year. So will the volume growth alone will result in a sustenance of our top line? How should we look at this from this perspective?
Mr. Prasad, sorry, there is a lot of disturbance on your line. Can you split the questions into simpler components rather than a very long question?
Now you are able to...
No. Access. No. Ankur?
Your voice is echoing, actually.
Is it better now?
A little better, yeah.
Yeah. So what I was asking is, we had a 36% growth in 23,
yes.
Largely because of the three components. One is the rupee depreciation, and then there is a pricing of the individual products were better than 22, and then there is a volume. But looks like out of the three, two will not happen in this year because rupee is more or less stabilized, and you have pricing is also, we are expecting decline. So can volume growth can make up for these and help us sustain the growth? How should we look at it?
See, there are two aspects to it. In a typical business cycle, you typically get such one or two quarters when such aberration occurs, where there is destocking happening or where is then there is a lower demand. But these quarters are also useful for consolidation. I mean, these are the quarters which separate us or separate, I mean, the fittest are separated, and there is a lot of fraud in the market which also disappears. These are also the times when we keep working on our processes because we have time to repair our maintenance of our plants as well. So these times are utilized for these activities. However, I do not see that such parameters of quarter one will be for entire year. Probably there will be an improvement in quarter two or quarter three, and where we anticipate that the volume growth will again return. Of course, if the commodity price still remain and if the crude oil price remains below $75 a barrel, and of course if the commodity chemicals prices are lower, then we do expect the finished product prices also to remain low. However, on absolute terms, in terms of volumes, if the quarter three and quarter four, the volumes recover, then I think we are good to go.
Okay. And I mean, just to add here, rupee depreciation.
Hello.
Hi, Arun. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, rupee depreciation did not benefit us largely because we undertake a hedging. So actually for the year, first half was, we reported a negative forex. There was no gain forex, no forex gain per se in the H1.
Okay, so that means this year we can expect some benefit because you would have hedged at the much higher rates now.
Yes, relatively we should be, yeah.
Understood. And on the volume growth, Siddharth, just a follow-up question on that. Do you see any of your customers in, say, acrylic acid or its derivatives adding capacity and the capacity coming online this year?
No, nobody is adding capacities. Everybody is trying to consolidate. And I think that is what I just mentioned, that this year could be a consolidation year for several of the businesses.
Understood. And last time in the previous call, you mentioned that you are targeting 100 tons per month of HALS once you commission. How realistic we are now? How closer to this target at this point of time?
So I mentioned that we should target about 100 ton per month after a year of production, successful commercialization. So by the end of the year is what we are anticipating to touch that volume, provided the import still remains at about 250 to 300 ton. I mean, I was on relative market terms that we will get about one third of Indian market. So imports reduce because of the master batches consumption reducing, but I still am hopeful that we will be able to touch or gain 30% of Indian market.
Right. And what about the initial feedbacks from the customers, master batch customers?
We have had no rejection even on samples. Lot of places we have given pilot samples which have been approved at lot of big accounts, and we have now started supplying in tonnages. So I think that's a very good sign. In fact, as we are speaking, we are also trying to open up in Europe. I mean, trying to speak to some customers in Europe. Recently we got approved at a global account who are based in multi-country. So the response is very good, and I think once we start our other zone of business or the other premium grades of HALS, which are more expensive grades, I think the response will be faster.
And in India, domestic, we have already touched base with all the leading master batch manufacturers?
More or less. We have touched base with all of them. Some are in the approving phase, some are have approved us. But I think all in all, the first cut which we hear from customer is that, I mean, they are really delighted to have a UE supplier based in India because it is a key component in their entire master batch, which nobody has been able to successfully deliver to the quality at par with PSS standard.
Understood. That's very helpful, Siddharth. Just one, if I can squeeze in one last question for Pratik. Of the 190 crore capex we have done this year, in parent company we have done close to 120 crores. Of that, how much is related to the HALS unit 3, in unit 3?
Was close to 50 crores, but this I'm talking only about the production block.
Understood. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. All the best for you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ankur Periwal with Axis Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Thanks, Siddharth.
So first question on, you know, the inventory situation which you mentioned, you know, slightly elevated inventory across the system. Just curious if this is a specific phenomena maybe in the domestic market, or you are seeing the same in export market as well, given that, you know, on a quarterly basis, at least we see, especially on a quarterly run rate basis, Q4 is slightly softer on the domestic side.
So this we are anticipating. See, ultimately we are all related to each other. Even if there is a global slowdown or a global destocking, it also impacts my customer if they are based in India, because ultimately either they are exporting or using it for domestic market. So the answer remains that this is a phenomena which is occurring globally, including us. So even in some places where we had very key ingredients which were like very important for our company, where the stocks we had raised up to 3x levels because of all these turmoils of transit. Now that we have realized that everything has returned to normalcy, even we have started reducing our stock in line with our pre-COVID levels.
Sure. And a second thing, you know, you did mention that the RM prices are coming down, and obviously there will be some pass-through of this RM deflation. Has it already started happening, and, you know, or is it probably still some time for that to happen?
No, it has already started. So what happens is when the market is soft, and over that, when the commodity prices have steeply fallen, there is a very obvious expectation from customer to get a lower price.
Sure. The reason I asked that was that, you know, earlier probably people would have, or normally industry would have, slightly elevated inventory, and potentially there could have been some higher cost hitting inventory on the books. But in our margins, that was not the case. Even the gross margins expanded. So just curious on that side.
Yeah.
So where I'm coming from is the gross margin expansion also only a function of RM deflation, lower RM cost, or it's also a function of better product mix?
So Ankur, we don't carry a very high inventory. It's less than 30 days. So the gross margin benefit is because of the lower RM cost and of course better product mix.
Okay. Fair enough.
So we didn't get a much inventory gain, I mean to say.
Yeah, got it. And just lastly, on the HAL side, 701 and 773 largely focusing on the domestic market, but you did mention, you know, expansion into Europe as a market and tapping the international customer. From a distribution network point of view, is it in place or it is work in progress, and any timelines you can share there?
So 701 is not an Indian market product. It is mostly export. 770 is domestic. However, the point is that by December, when we come up with the entire other basket, which will have global market, so we are trying to start marketing and having distribution network globally. So by December, Jan, Feb, when we have these new products in line, the market network is already in place.
Sure. Have we started producing the samples for, you know, the other HALS range of products as well, which will go as a part of the pilot right now?
No, people are not interested in pilot samples because these are very key ingredients in their supply chain. So they would want to test only the commercial samples. And the same is the case with Indian suppliers also.
Okay, fair enough. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Ankur.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Abhijit Akela with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking my questions. Just a few things to clarify. One was on HALS, this 15,000 tons, you know, should we expect that all of it comes on stream in by December this year itself, or will it be gradually spaced out thereafter?
See, what happens is in a chemical plant, when we set up a facility, we have to set up facility for the, I mean, if we have installed a capacity of 15,000, because it is very difficult to split into fragmented capacities. However, the utilization will be very low when we begin with, because of course the market has to absorb these capacities. So the installed capacity, the capex, is already made for this 15,000 ton. However, the realization will start, or as and when the market picks up.
Understood. And the total capex towards this entire 15,000 tons would be approximately how much?
Approximately 300 crores, which also includes the site development, which I just discussed with the first question.
Sure, understood that. Yeah, as you pointed out, it will take maybe 3 to 4 years to fully sell out this 15,000 ton capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So probably FY24, we could maybe expect something like 1,000 tons or so of sales. And then FY25, would you have like some rough utilization number in mind?
Not like that, because FY20, the plant will only begin by December. The quarter 4 of FY24 will only go in sampling, teething issues, and all those things. So the real business will happen in FY25.
Right. Sure, understood.
Yeah.
Also, just to check with regard to growth drivers for the next 2 to 3 years, besides the HALS range, you did mention in your opening remarks about a couple of other promising products. Are those likely to contribute significantly in the next couple of years? If you could please share some color on that as well.
So I do not want to disclose the product lines we are doing, but of course they are into our segments of performance chemical, intermediates for pharma, agro. So there is an additional capex of 200 crores which we have lined up for these additional businesses, which I think we will start. Construction will commence from July, August this year. And these plants will all probably begin by mid of next year. So that is additional growth driver apart from HALS.
Right. This is mid of FY25.
Yes.
Okay. Understood.
And these are none of the existing products, more or less. These are all new products.
Sure, I got it. What about the capacities of the existing products itself, like MEHQ and BHA, etc., that we have debottlenecked? Do we still have some leeway to grow over there, and could those also contribute over the next 2-3 years?
Yeah, of course. So we have a leeway. There is still open volumes which we can supply. And at any given point, if we see for some reason that these capacities are fully utilized, there is always an option to replicate the plant capacities in our unit 4.
And the demand weakness that we're seeing for the time being, is that across the product range, or is it concentrated to specific end-use industries and products?
See, typically some of the products are doing well, some of the products are slow, so it's a combination of both for us.
Okay.
And these are cycles, these keep changing. I mean, after a quarter or after 2 quarters, some of the businesses will start, they'll pick up, some of the businesses will be slow. So it's a real combination of all of them.
Yes, understood. Is there an expectation that we'll need to pass on some of the raw material cost savings we have had starting the next quarter or so? Maybe like just a timing gap between the fall in raw material cost and the negotiation of finished good prices downward?
Yeah, definitely. I just mentioned that it's a combination. When the commodity prices have sharply fallen and when the demands are slow, I mean, our customers also expect, because their customers are also expecting lower prices. So it's a cycle, and we are a part of it.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one. Our next question comes from the line of Krishnan Parwani with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Siddharthji and Pratikji. Good evening, and thanks for taking my question. So just two clarifications on the previous question. So one is, we understand that you would not like to disclose the name of the products, but just wanted to understand the chemistries that probably those products would entail, and our model would be the same. Would it be to focus on differentiated processes?
Yes. So these are newer chemistries which we are doing. These are also catalytic processes. These are some of the products also have zero discharge, zero effluents. So the concept overall remains the same. And I think that is what we are going to take forward.
Understood. And sorry, I think I'm not sure whether you have given any update on PTZ. Are the problems resolved on the PTZ side?
Not yet, boss. Not yet.
Okay. Thanks. And just one last one. On the capex front, I think you mentioned about 200 crores of capex. So, basically, can you break it down for like 24 and 25? What would be the capex number for the full years?
Yeah, so Krishan, for this year, we are guiding for a capex of around 180 crores, FY24. Incremental capex will go to products for these new products, which will largely be during last quarter of FY24 or FY25.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for answering my questions. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Rohit Nagraj with Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So on the new set of products, so the health series, will our working capital requirement go up? And given that we are also targeting the exports market, so will we have to keep our inventory levels elevated given that there will be some transit time? Thank you.
Not really, Roy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got it. And in terms of the new products that you just talked about, the 200 crores capex, so will it also have a similar kind of raw material basket which can be sourced from domestic market, or we will have to depend on imported raw material?
So it will be a combination of both.
Right. Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Arun Prasad with Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to talk about the PVQ. Have we completely exhausted the capacity here? And how is the domestic market looks like? What else you are seeing in the export opportunity in this PVQ? Can it be scalable to how big this molecule in the export market? Some color on the PVQ.
So PVQ is majorly an agro business. Right now that agro business is a little on a slower side. So we have unused capacities, and we are also now up. I mean, we are supplying already to some European and customers, and I think the volume growth will, I mean, I hope that we'll see the volume growth probably in the quarter three this year.
Okay, there is no domestic customers for this product?
There is major domestic customers, but ultimately these are all agro-based customers, and the demand is slow with these agro customers.
Right. Understood. And secondly, on MEHQ, we are very confident that whenever the demand comes in, we will be able to replicate the existing plant and add capacities. Is it because others are not adding capacity in this product? Are we the only player who is going to add capacity in this, especially given the European players looks like they were nowhere in the mode of adding capacity?
So it's a very difficult question for me to answer on what others are trying to do, because we keep hearing a lot of names who are trying to get into this business. Our business is to be as sharp in our price, and try to get as much market share we can. And when I said that, the moment we realize that we are running out of capacities because we do not want shortages of these products in the market, we can add up capacities in a time frame of 9 months, because we have done this already 3 times in our history.
Okay, understood. And lastly, on the new set of products that you are going to start constructing in this year, what is the end product category for these products?
So some go into performance chemical category. These are a series of products. Some might go into water treatment chemicals, some might go into pharma intermediates.
When you say performance, it is again into the polymer or any other category?
So in performances, I mean, there are inhibitors again, so they will be used in a variety of industry.
Okay, but not concentrated for in the polymer?
No, not specifically into polymers.
Okay, and this set of new products, what is the CapEx they are planning for these set of products?
Approximately 200 crores.
And similar asset turns and margins, that is what you are anticipating?
Similar asset turn, yes. More or less, once these products reach those scales, and margins, I think these margins we will have to, in our parent businesses, these margins came up after a couple of years because of our improved yield efficiencies, getting premium customers on board. So it will always be a combination.
Understood. Thanks, Siddharth. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one. Our next question comes from Ankur Periwal with Axis Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Siddharth, hi. Just few clarification, and Pratik, if you may pitch in. So the capex for facility 4 is 180 crores, wherein then we'll have the full HALS plant up and running.
Right.
And the second round of capex is 200 crores, which is over and above the current capacity getting
right.
into new performance chemicals, etc., right?
For the new products, right.
For the new products. So FY24 is 180 crore capex, which will be largely HALS. And then this 2,200 crores odd for the new performance chemicals will be FY25?
It will start partially in FY24, yeah. But by mid of FY25, we'll end these products will be online.
Sure. So the revenue from these, let's say 200 crore capex into performance chemical will start, let's say, in H2 of FY25.
Correct.
FY26, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. And if you can share product approval time frame over here, will it take 3 months, 6 months, or it's already work in progress?
Some of the products will be very quick because we are absolutely aware of those markets. We are aware of the customers. Some would be little newer customers, so that might be between 3 to 6 months time frame.
Sure.
And the pharma products will be far quicker because we are already into antiretroviral. And this is also a product which goes into antiretroviral, and we are going to replace the Chinese source. So I think that could be a little bit more quicker.
Yeah, that was my next question. That are these products replacement of some existing vendor with either Indian or international?
I realized that you would ask this, so I thought I'll answer it beforehand.
Sure. And the asset turns, as you mentioned, are similar to the current business.
Between 2.53, yeah. So yes, true.
Okay, that's it from my side. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Abhijit Akela with Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking my follow-up. Just one clarification with regard to the economics we should expect on the newer products in general. So while I understand that the margin profile on these will be significantly lower than what the parent company makes, at least in the initial few years, from an ROC perspective, how attractive would you say they would be? Would they be, more or less in the same ballpark as, the parent company business? Or how would you see that trending over the next few years?
Yeah, so Abhijit, again, as the capacities reach optimal utilization level, the endeavor is to clock the ROCs which the parent company is clocking. And then it will be, again, combination of asset turn, which we are guiding for 2.5 to 3x. But the margin, asset turn into margin, right, ROC. So margin profile, as we have been guiding, that as we penetrate into these markets, as we get those premium customers, as the utilization increases, then the margins will start kicking in. And hence, the ROC is, we are optimistic of 50% level as it is playing out in the parent company.
Understood. Got it. And in each of these products that we are entering, we are confident that we have some sort of technical edge. You know, that's a prerequisite for us to get into these products. Is that a correct understanding?
More or less, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Chetan Thacker with Ask Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Siddharth.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah. So just wanted to understand one thing, a small clarification. So FY24 revenues will be largely from our existing product basket. 25 is when HAL starts to kick in and that ramps up over the next 3 years. And mid of 25, we get these new products. So that should start kicking in from mid 25, 26 largely. That is a fair understanding.
Fair understanding. Only thing is the HALS, of course, the plant which have already commissioned for the 770 and 701, those will be additional in this year, in this FY24.
Okay. And so what is the total capacity of this 770 and 701 that has already been commissioned?
2,000 tons per annum. Installed capacity.
Once the expanded comes in, the other unit comes in, the total reaches 10,000.
15 plus 2.
15 plus 2. Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Tanush Mehta, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. A few of my questions have been answered. I just had a very broad question that, you know, seeing the way we are clocking our margins, which are nearly industry high, you know, does some of our customers come to us for negotiation because, you know, seeing that our margins are high as compared to what others make in the industry?
So, you know, when I also see some of my raw material suppliers clocking very high margins, I cannot go and tell them because the margins or the prices are related to the market prices. So if they are getting at a cheaper price than mine, then there is a negotiation. If they do not get at a cheaper price than mine, then there is no negotiation. Simple.
Okay. Yeah. That's it for my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So once again, thank you so much for taking time out to hear our earnings call. I hope I have been able, me and Pratik have been able to answer all of your queries, and looking forward to again speaking to you after our Q1 FY24. Thank you so much and have a great evening, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.